Now rise as you are able for the reading of the Gospel. Be not afraid, sing out for joy, Christ is risen, alleluia. Be not afraid, sing out for joy, Christ is risen, alleluia. This is the Holy Gospel according to John, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." This is the Gospel of the Lord, the good news. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from the one true God who creates, redeems, and sustains us this morning and always. Amen. There was a running joke when I was in seminary, an old Sunday school joke, actually, I think, that goes something like, if you're ever uncertain, if you've ever in doubt as to what the answer to a question might be, just say Jesus. Because the answer is always Jesus. Plus, how could anybody say it's wrong? As I read over our gospel text for this morning, and as I prepared to preach about it this week, I couldn't help but feel pulled in a similar direction as that joke. When pondering this portion of Jesus' farewell discourse in John, where Jesus promises the disciples that they will not be alone, but will have a constant companion in the presence of the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, I struggled to define just what that means. I mean, who is the Holy Spirit? How does the Holy Spirit function in our faith and in our lives? What are we to make of the Holy Spirit? How do we, as Christians, as Lutherans, as humans, understand the third person of the Holy Trinity? What is the Holy Spirit? The best answer I could come up with is love. When in doubt about the Holy Spirit, about who the Holy Spirit or what the Holy Spirit does or how or why, just trust that the answer is love. Love. It's a funny word, love. It's a word we use a lot, especially when we use it to describe feelings that we have, an emotional reality that we experience. Heck, Hallmark has a whole section devoted to it. Speaking of special sections in the gift card store, it's Mother's Day today. I don't know about you, but I've long been a fan of blank cards. Because it's hard, right? It's hard to find the right words to describe your feelings, especially when those words are written by somebody else. And those days, you know, the ones that are particularly oriented around sections in the card store, like Mother's Day or Father's Day, they're hard, right? I mean, look, my dad has never really been much of a golfer, right? He doesn't hunt or drink beer. So the card options get kind of limited if you're looking for Father's Day cards, right? And my mom, I mean, sure, she gardens, but she doesn't bake. In fact, I don't think I've ever seen my mom pull a cookie sheet out of the oven in my entire life. It makes it hard to find the right card, you know, that adequately describes the person you're giving it to, or to properly express what they mean to you. I mean, have you ever seen a card that's wishing a happy Mother's Day to the woman who taught you how to love music, who inspires you every day to be curious and passionately engaged in life? How about a card for the woman who gave birth to you halfway through medical school at Harvard, gave birth to your sister right after graduating from medical school at Harvard, and gave birth to your brother in the midst of her residency? A woman who has worked tirelessly and brilliantly her entire career as a leader in the male-dominated field of medicine to ensure better and more loving care for all people. How about a card for the woman who has encouraged you and pushed you constantly to be the very best version of yourself that you could possibly be, and who provided the framework for your creative and political and ethical perspective on the world? Where is that card? Matter of fact, while we're on the topic, what about the card that says how grateful I am that on May 10th, 1981, when I was a year and a half old, toddling around Boston, Massachusetts, that unknowingly to me, my entire life changed forever because in Denver, Colorado, Emily Ann Gunyu was born? Where's the card that tells of the woman whose compassion for everyone she meets and even folks she's never met could rival that of any saint? Please tell me, because I would love to find that one card that describes how unbelievably grateful I am to have been found and loved by this incredible, brilliant, loving, and grace-filled woman who chose to share her life with me and gave birth to the two people I love more than anything on this planet, more even than her, more even than my own mom. Where is that card? Or the card for all those other mothers in our lives, our sisters, our friends, our colleagues, mentors, stepmothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, teachers. Where is the card that thanks them for all of the ways they have shaped who we are, the ways they have, as Mr. Rogers puts it, loved us into being? It's hard to find the right Mother's Day card. Heck, for many, just the day itself is hard enough. For those who've lost their mothers, for those whose relationship with their mother is complicated at best, for those who'd hoped to but never had the chance to be a mother, this day can be hard. But you see, as much as this is a day to honor our mothers or those other maternal figures in our lives, it's really a day about love. The love that they shared with us, the love that they inspired in us, the love that has found its expression in the way we live our lives every single day. That love is what we are celebrating. And it is this same love that we read about this morning. Jesus leaves his disciples with the reminder of his love and the love of their God and Creator. And then he blesses them with the promise of the manifestation of that love, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, as it says in the Greek, the advocate, the helper, the comforter, the encourager, the intercessor, the friend who surrounds us and sustains us and sends us out into the world to love. What other word is there that describes so fully what God has done, what Jesus has taught us, who the Holy Spirit is, what our mothers mean to us, than love? So today, if you are a procrastinator like me, as you search for that right card or gift to say what is far too complicated to say, maybe grab a blank one. And just stick with love. Love as the word you say. Love as the world you see. Love as the faith you confess. And love as the life you are called to live. The word for today and always is love. Amen.